Well, today we talk about Rhabdoidermy, facial rejuvenation technique. It's an opportunity for people who want to avoid plastic surgery. And that's in a nutshell. It can actually be done right now. Just say you want to avoid plastic surgery. Why would you want to avoid plastic surgery? First, because it is a surgery. And surgery always carries risks, especially the risks of anesthetics that are deep, you know, deep anesthesia, the risk of infections, the risk of hospital-borne or surgery room-borne diseases, things that people are aware of nowadays more than ever, and they don't want to just be going under the knife. Surgery also stretches old skin instead of rejuvenating it. When you stretch the skin away from its original location, never mind about the cutting itself that takes place, the stretching pulls it away from its original blood supply. And one of the causes for skin aging is diminished blood supply. When there's less energy manufactured within the cells of the skin, the living cell of the dermis, less energy because of insufficient oxygen and nutrients that normally would come with the circulation, the skin starts aging prematurely. But when you stretch it out of away from its original location, you are pulling it away from the circulation and making it even worse. Besides, the cutting itself eliminates some of the circulation to a part of the skin. The scar tissue resulting from the surgery reduces the circulation too, as well as destroys the lymphatic supply that allows drainage of debris from the area of the skin that we want to keep young and healthy. It cannot be kept young and healthy when the lymphatic drainage is not allowed. And of course, when you cut and cause scarring and inflammation in a local area very deep, because cutting is always much deeper than the skin you're trying to rejuvenate, there is a significant risk of the immune system of the skin being damaged. And the skin has its own immune cells called the Langerhans cells, whose job it is to recognize continuously any abnormality, any toxicity, any pollutants, any microbes from the outside environment that come in touch with the skin surface, such that the skin can then mount an immune response or a defensive response utilizing these Langerhans cells, which deliver the information to the subdermal immune cells and immune areas that are lodged within the subcutaneous fat, very close to the skin surface. So when you cut through that area, you are diminishing the immune support of the skin. All of these factors come into play within a few months to a few years after the surgical procedure, and all of them lead to the skin itself aging even faster, even though it was already aged, or else the person would not have elected to do the procedure. So stretching old skin is never enough, but that's what is happening with the plastic surgery. And not only it's extremely expensive, I've seen people who paid close to $20,000 on a comprehensive facelift, which includes the forehead, the cheeks, the areas close to the ears. Basically, the whole face is being stretched backwards towards the hairline, which means the entire circulatory supply to a large segment of a person's face will be disrupted. And it is still the same old skin that has been simply stretched. Of course, after that procedure, people are very likely to end up back on the table of the same surgeon to do repeats, to do fixes, or if not that, they will keep coming back to the surgeon's office for all the creams and all the makeup and all the other concealers that would make the newly stretched face appear like the skin is new. Or they would do repeated peels again, again, every few weeks or every few months, with the same result that they don't feel like they're ever done. And that's perhaps beneficial to the plastic surgeon, but not necessarily for the client who has to be worried about her face that frequently and almost constantly. And that does not even take into account the possibility of infections and other risks that are more significant. So, in general, the cost of plastic surgery is never finite. There's so many procedures that need to be done afterwards, and frequently enough, that it's not a single procedure, single cost thing. And that is something people are often not aware of. In addition, when you do the plastic surgery, your facial structure is never the same. Forever it looks like something has been done to your face, like it's been corkscrewed from some invisible point behind your head to tighten further and further, and it doesn't look like the same face again. And people oftentimes are very self-conscious about that. When they look in the mirror and they see the changes, sometimes they deeply regret having done the complete facial surgery that takes care of tightening the whole face. And when they do the upper eyelids, in addition to the rest of the face, that does not last very long because the upper eyelids are an area that truly requires a lot of circulation. That supplies it, and the circulation is being damaged, as we stated earlier. The last thing about surgery that makes it less than ideal is the fact that it's highly unsustainable ecologically. It involves a lot of materials, tubes, hospital staff time, and various pieces of equipment that results in a lot of trash, a lot of rubber, a lot of plastic, a lot of paper that end up in the environment. And many of the materials used are either toxic or are used in a way that is not very healthy for Mother Nature and for biodiversity and the ecosystem, affecting a lot of the living habitats of various animals and making it less friendly in general to our planet. Novodermy is not perfect as a replacement to all of that. It is not a holistic procedure by itself because it involves sedation. Not full anesthesia, nothing significant as full anesthesia with an air tube inserted through the voice box into the air pipe, none of that. just sedation that involves some toxic sedatives. Because for 2 hours during the exfoliation phase of novodermy, you are receiving sedatives as a result of the pain that you might have from putting the exfoliating material, which is phenol-based, on your face. You need to get rid of the old layer of skin before you can rejuvenate the underneath to create the brand new result of novodermy. So those 2 hours are not holistic. You're getting sedatives intravenously. And you are literally out. Even if you are not totally anesthetized, even if it's mild, you are not feeling the actual exfoliation, which would have been very painful otherwise, when this formula is put on your face. And the formula itself, even if it's phenol based, it's not the same phenol that people have heard about long ago, with nightmarish stories about dark people or black African American patients who should not have been dealing with that type of material, but have had all kind of experimental procedures done to them, and those celebrities ended up with irregular pigmentation that they should have not been the subject of if they avoided that procedure. This is a different approach. It's a different kind of a phenol-based formula that does not cause this type of blotching, because A, it is more mild, but it is proprietary, so it's not going to be advertised anywhere. And this formula will also be never used on people who are not good candidates for it. So people with skin that is darker than olive, dark olive, like a dark Mexican skin color, would never be allowed to do the procedure. If they have the light Mexican skin color and lighter, they would have no problem doing it. And people from European extraction with light pigmentation, with light color skin and eye and hair, obviously have no problem doing this procedure. Even people with dark hair have no problem with it. They can have black hair and do the procedure as long as their skin is not dark. So the vast majority of people who have skin problems and premature aging of their facial skin are people who can easily do the novodermy, since the dark complexion protects people from premature aging, especially photoaging. So the people who can handle this procedure and benefit from it are those who will be not contraindicated on the basis of their skin color, which is a benefit and a relief for a lot of people, those who need the procedure more than others. And when I speak about need, obviously we have to define need. And that's always a potential dilemma. Do I need the procedure or do I not need the procedure? People would ask themselves. And this is a very subjective question. How do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about the damage that you may have caused your skin throughout your life? Do you deserve to undergo a procedure that would make your face appear 10 to 15 or up to 20 years younger if you still are doing all the activities that will damage it? The same activities that you have done in the first place to bring your skin to the current state of photoaging. Have you made any significant efforts to improve your overall health inside and out to justify a procedure that would reflect on this newly gained inner health, reflecting through the outside of your face? The answers here have to be provided individually and subjectively. Each person will decide for herself. A lot of people look in the mirror and they're not happy with what they're seeing and they want to improve it. They don't like the folds, the nasolabia folds between the nose and the edges of the mouth that occur as a result of gravity, the muscles drooping over the skin to form those new folds that were not there many years ago. When people look at that, and when they look at their pictures from long ago, they become self-conscious. Something that in nature they would never have thought of, because in nature they wouldn't have mirrors and they wouldn't care. Also, in nature we would have been darker, because you would be in the tropics, always exposed to the sun, and therefore our skin would be more resilient. But today it's not the case. Many of us have emanated from Northern Europe and now live in an area that has too much sun exposure, which means that many of us are fighting a losing war and combining with a diet that increases photoaging are simply sitting ducks and their skin simply ages. So another lecture talks about how you can prevent premature aging of the skin. Right now we're just talking about what do we do after the skin has been damaged. Once we have decided to live a healthier lifestyle and create an opportunity for our skin to prevent additional aging, what do we do about the aging that has occurred up to this point? How do we undo it to reflect the inner youth and health that we have finally created within our body when we changed our diet for the better and earned a healthier skin? But unfortunately, our skin does not regenerate by itself once it has developed the drapery effect. Once we have developed too much outer skin by comparison to an ever-shrinking subdermal structure, with the ultimate deflated balloon effect. There's less pressure from inside the balloon, while there is more balloon material manufactured, leading to a wrinkling, grooving, and sagging of the skin, which is ultimately the result of accumulated photoaging. Plus, of course, accumulated photoaging leads to sunspots, sometimes erroneously called liver spots. So a lot of sunspots, different discolorations that occur on the skin throughout most of it. And then, of course, when you have a lot of keratosis, solar keratosis, you end up with increased risk of skin cancer, something that the surgery never takes care of. On the contrary, when you do surgery and reduce the circulation and lymphatic drainage and immunity of the skin, you only increase the risk for skin cancer. But with Novodermy, you eliminate that outer layer of skin, which results in elimination of all the skin spots, the solar keratosis, and reduction of risk for skin cancer in the future, if you keep your skin protected after the procedure. You will not develop the same aging process that you had the first time, because you will be aware of it this time. You're more mature and you have learned how to protect it after the procedure. And this way you're having a second chance to start again and to protect your skin better than you did the first time around. So that the aging process of the skin after Novodermy will be very, very slow and almost imperceptible, such that 20 to 25 years later, the benefit will still be visible. And people would be surprised at how come a person's face seems so young so many years after the procedure. That's the benefit of it. I've seen it in people who have done it 25 and 30 years ago and have spoken to a preeminent plastic surgeon in Israel who has told me himself that his patients who have done the procedure are still amazing to him every time he sees them 20 to 30 years later, which leads him to proclaim that there is no better procedure in the world for facial rejuvenation than Novodermy. At the same time, the subjective nature of deciding who should undergo the procedure is worrisome, because in some cases, people do the procedure who should not do it. Who are those people? Many times, people who are emotionally unstable are looking in the mirror and feeling bad even though there's no real problem. Just like some young girls with eating disorders will look at the mirror and feel like they're fat even if they're extremely skinny. This is a problem that is very difficult to diagnose sometimes because people might seem extremely healthy and normal, but when they look in the mirror, they feel extremely inappropriate. And people like that with dysmorphism issues might never be satisfied with whatever they're doing. They might undergo Novodermy or any other procedure and still find fault in everything and still feel insufficient. That's an emotional issue that needs to be addressed. Unfortunately, those people will gravitate towards Novodermy, trying to protect themselves from ever aging, just like people who can benefit from Novodermy, who are healthy emotionally, and who are simply trying to undo the effects of aging that have already been allowed to form. Those people are much more stable emotionally and realistic, and after the procedure, they are happy and very content with what they've done. And they're not obsessive about it. So those are the people I would like to see doing Novodermy, as opposed to the people who are emotionally unstable and might end up never happy, even if their procedure is successful and beautiful. Even if they are the most successful of all the people who have done the procedure with their group, those emotionally damaged individuals will be the ones who would always have some problem associated with any procedure they have done. It is not necessarily that the procedure has failed. It's that in their perception, and nobody else will see what they're seeing. Nobody else will recognize what they're recognizing. And those people might have numerous types of symptoms that might not even have to do with the outcome of the procedure. Novodermy could have done a great job with them and they would be beautiful, but they would have other symptoms that would keep haunting them. That could be due to emotional issues or neurological issues associated with emotions. Even those people would usually improve over time because the mind will finally forget and they will not make the connections anymore. But if I knew in advance who those people are, if I had the way to objectively ascertain who they are exactly before doing the procedure, I would tell each and every one of them that I don't want them to do this procedure. I simply would. However, I don't know who they are ahead of time. If somebody who's 29, and there has been a person like that, who's 29 and should not be the procedure, and I've never met this person, a guy from Europe, who read up about Novodermy and decided he wanted to do it. And I told him that at age 29 it's inappropriate. Something is not right to do it that early on. That is what I mentioned about this attempt to remain ageless forever, which is a little pathological, as opposed to trying to fix something after the fact and improve it more realistically, which is more normal. But this person insisted on doing the procedure. And I had Dr. Vargas, who performs the procedure for the last 30 to 40 years, respond to him and tell him that it's not necessarily an appropriate thing to do. And after explaining to him why it's not the appropriate thing to do, he still insisted on wanting to do it and saying that he understands it, he does not have any expectation, he simply wants to undo some damage from scarring in the past. Maybe it was acne scarring or chicken pox, scarring that can improve dramatically with Novodermy, even if it's not perfect because some of the pits are significantly deeper than the dermis. Therefore, you cannot exfoliate them. But you can improve on them, substantially. And so he claimed that that's the reason he wanted to do it. And when he actually ended up in Greater San Diego, meaning right across the border, in the medical facility, very modern facility, undergoing the procedure, Dr. Vargas could see no reason in giving him the entire Novodermy procedure for the whole face, because there were only a couple of areas that were problem areas that required the Novodermy approach to improve on them. The rest, he only got a simpler peel. And even though he received part of the procedure which required the sedation and everything else, his emotional state did not allow him to be satisfied, and he wanted all of his money back, even though he had no complaints about the procedure. He just thought that he should have gotten the full Novodermy that Dr. Vargas did not feel was appropriate. But he still had to have almost all the expenses incurred, and the discount that he was offered was insufficient in his mind. So he initiated legal proceeding, which was very inappropriate. He would have lost it anyway if he completed that procedure, that legal procedure. But he didn't even show up to court after the whole thing was done. He just never showed up, and obviously he lost his case, which he never had in the first place. This is an example of a person who is emotionally unstable, who decided to do a procedure that was inappropriate for him, who did not receive the procedure that was inappropriate for him as a result, only part of it, and then blamed the people who actually cared enough about him not to give him what he did not need. So occasionally we might find people like that, and it's very difficult to rule them out. There was a person who promised to me, and she was a good friend of mine, who promised me that she would become a model for Novodermy. But at the same time, she wanted to get a very significant discount on the procedure. So because of the friendship, she obtained that large discount, a few thousand dollars less. in order to become a model of the procedure, and she promised that her connection to thousands of people in the health food movement and in the networking movement would flock to the procedure thanks to her introduction to the benefit of it, since she would be the model herself. She would stand in the public, in public's eye, and state to everybody that she's done the procedure, and here's the before and here's the after pictures. But during the procedure, while she was doing it, people in her group were reporting bizarre behaviors. Even the doctor who performs the procedure, Dr. Vargas, reported to me that she was behaving in a strange manner. She's a person who's very holistic and always avoids drugs and chemicals. Yet suddenly, during the procedure, she was always asking for pain pills, Tylenol, and others that were not justified and nobody else in the group were requesting. Suddenly, she was making bizarre vocalizations and facial contortions that were not supposed to be done during the procedure. So this behavior was worrisome. Yet at the end of the procedure, things were fine. Only it took a little longer for her to heal because she cracked her mask in a few spots, possibly because of those contortions and not following the procedure's directives as other people had, and she required a few more weeks, maybe a couple more months, for the full healing to take place. But in the meantime, she was very vocal in complaining about it. Dr. Vargas made a special effort to meet with her afterwards to see why she was complaining. And he reported that her healing was progressing very nicely, that there was no problem, that she had nice results, and that the results are going to only keep improving. But she suddenly was behaving as if she was not happy with the procedure and that she should not have done it, and that she suddenly was refusing to become a model for the procedure. Not only she's refusing to be a model, she claims that she was damaged by it, even though Dr. Vargas saw her afterward and stated that she was looking really, really good. And many of the people that I interact with know her personally. Now that it's been 6 years, or 7 years actually, since she's done the procedure, 6 or 7 years, those people are seeing her and telling me how beautifully youthful she looks. And she always tells them that it's thanks to her healthy lifestyle that she has this amazingly young-looking face. So she's benefiting financially because her business is in the health food movement. Her business is selling her health food products and supplements. And she claims that her lifestyle is the reason for her extremely youthful face, when everybody is complimenting her, and she is not telling them that the truth is she has done Novodermy. I remember how she looked before Novodermy. She already had numerous wrinkles and grooves on her face because she was a sun worshiper all her life. And the skin has aged and became leather-like on her face. And now people look at her and say, "Wow, she still looks like the same chick that we saw 20 years ago when we first met her." I've been told that by people who interacted with her, who interacted with me, and I have not seen her for these entire 6 or 7 years because she refuses to acknowledge that Novodermy has rejuvenated her face and has given her exactly what she was promised. So either it's an emotional issue or it's a financial issue. I'm not sure. But some people, for emotional reasons, cannot be predicted in what and how they're going to respond. And of course, they have to shun away from their life the people who gave them Novodermi, because those people know the truth about the process and the reason why they look so young. And obviously they don't want those people discussing the truth with the people that they are interacting with on a regular basis. I think that's very clear to everybody. So these are the kind of situations that occasionally occur when people are trying to rejuvenate their face, either for the wrong reason, or prematurely, or while having emotional issues. Novodermi will never be performed on people who have medical contraindications, like severe uncontrolled asthma, because of the sedation component. People with significant cardiovascular problems that are not controlled. Severe issues with heart rate and severe blood pressure that are not controlled. So each case has to be evaluated individually before we can decide to approve a person for the procedure. Nobody who has ever done the procedure so far was admitted to the procedure if they had any of the contraindications. That's why so far nobody has been damaged in 35 to 40 years of the existence of the procedure itself and its predecessors that led to its current state of development. Nobody has ever been damaged. But the ones who had the emotional issues are the one who should have been not admitted into the procedures. Yet those are very difficult to objectively verify. So I'm telling anybody, if you have emotional issues, if you feel like you cannot undergo any procedure without feeling regretful afterwards. I know many people who are young and have done plates in their to give themselves high cheekbones, and people who did liposuction and all kind of inappropriate procedures that cause irreparable permanent damage, who have done it in their 20s and early 30s because they were so unhappy with their own body. Many people in the gay and lesbian community, because of how society has treated them, have emotional issues related to their appearance and are excessively doing things, investing too much into their looks, and are never happy, and continuously going back under the knife for more liposuction, for more plates put in their buns to give themselves great buns, or for more plates in their chin to give themselves a nice solid chin, and nose jobs, and others that they do repeatedly and repeatedly, not just once, not just because they had a deviated septum or that their nose was once damaged, not because of obvious things that everybody could see that could improve, but because of things that nobody could see, because of things that really did not require any modification, but they just wanted to modify their face in a way that demonstrates some level of emotional dysfunction and unhappiness with their own natural appearance. Not because of photo aging, not because of damage that has been done throughout their life that they wanted to reverse. These types of people too are less likely to be satisfied with any procedure, or else they wouldn't be doing so many procedures one after the other throughout their lives. I'm sure some of you know some of those people. We see them also in the show business industry. People who are dysmorphic and continuously doing stuff to their body under the knife. So these kind of people, we should really be adamant about not allowing them to do the procedure. But sometimes it's hard to tell. Sometimes they already have reached 50 and they have legitimate photo aging in addition to everything else they've done. And they would benefit from Novodermy. But how will they react and how will they behave during the procedure and after it? Nobody knows. And we have to be careful about them and how they represent themselves after the procedure. They're still the exception. The vast majority of people that have done Novodermy in the last 10 years or 11 years since I have become involved in promoting the procedure, the vast majority of them, 95 to 98%, were not the kind of people that emotionally shouldn't have had it. They were the people who actually could benefit from it and were reasonable and logical and grounded and simply wanted to reverse the clock after damaging themselves and after learning how to live a healthier lifestyle, wanting to take care of their skin better the second time around. These people are extremely happy with the procedure, and several of them are more than willing to speak with individuals who are considering or contemplating the procedure, more than willing to talk with them and to explain to them about what they went through, how it felt, what were the accommodations like, and what was the procedure, and what was Dr. Vargas like, etc. What were the nurses like, how they were treated in general, and how they're happy with the end results. And they are very happy to recommend this procedure to people who want to undergo Novodermy. So I'm very satisfied that the vast majority of people will be extremely happy if their emotional state is there. At the same time, I don't want people to be misled into thinking that it is a holistic procedure. Even though there is no surgery, there's no cutting, there are no risks of surgery, and you are switching your skin from old skin to new and fresh skin. You're getting all the benefits, but it's still not fully holistic because of the anesthetics that are used for the sedation component, only for those 2 hours. So that's not holistic. But when I compare this with what people do surgically, then it becomes holistic. Because the surgery is so much more devastating to the human body, and the longevity of it is so lacking, such that you have to repeat procedures again and again, with more injectable materials, more things that are done that are detrimental to the ecosystem, the planet, and to other animal life, that even though Novodermy might not be holistic in those regards, it is far superior in preempting people from doing the facial surgery. And that's why I promote it. Just like I promote at the Ecopolitan the wine that is not the healthiest thing in the world, because drinking wine is not the healthiest thing. It contains a lot of alcohol. But if you drink wine that is organic, from organic grapes, and wine that has no sulfites added to it, you are supporting a better industry. And if people would bring into the Ecopolitan restaurant wine that they bought across the street that is suffused with toxic fungicides and sulfites that are added to it, then by not offering them a better option at the restaurant, I would be supporting industries that are highly detrimental to the environment. So that is the analogy. I'm offering something far, far better to people who would do something about their face anyway. And most people would go through Botox and many other procedures on a regular basis, which involve all kinds of materials from animal products to others, to toxic chemicals. They would do that anyway. Just like some people would bring the wine from across the street into the restaurant anyway, if they didn't have a better option within the restaurant. So that's the background as to why I decided to promote and offer this kind of a procedure that is not holistic. It's simply much, much better than the alternative that everybody is flocking to. And once you do novodermy, you really don't need to repeat any procedures. For many, many years to come, you will not need or even feel that you need any Botox, any resurfacing, any fillers, and any additional surgeries, because novodermy will give you the facial lift with your own facial structures intact as they used to be before your skin has aged, before the drapery effect took place of excess skin that is folding over itself like drapery does, like a curtain, the curtain effect. So that is why people who sometimes wonder why I recommend something that is not holistic, that actually involves sedation. Why am I doing that? So I'm just doing it because it's far, far, far better for the ecosystem, for the planet, and for the people who do it than the facial surgery and plastic surgery and Botox and all the other things that people do repeatedly, sometimes every year or every 2 years or even more frequently than that, for the next 30 years of their lives. They do those procedures, and here they can do something once that will stay, that will be maintained for many, many years to come. Now, about the procedure itself. As described on the website, novodermy.com, and I'm certain that some of you have read it, have looked through it, the procedure contains four different phases. The first phase is the exfoliation phase, which involves the 2 hour sedation in order to peel the outer layer, the damaged layer, the excessively curtained layer off the face, followed by about 40 to 44 hours, which are the amount of time required for the mask with the taping to be removed together with that outer layer of skin that has been exfoliated, at which point immediately there is the beginning of the second phase called the inflammatory phase, during which a certain powder called thymoliodide powder is used in a specific way on a regular basis to continuously absorb the oozing new skin and form a mask with it, while also creating irritation of the surface of the skin sufficient not to cause excessive discomfort, but sufficient to force the subdermal elements, especially the circulation, to revascularize, neovascularize, such that you develop 300% of the original circulation that you had, that you have lost as a part of aging. Which means that At the end of the procedure, you will have three times the circulation that you had before the procedure, supplying your facial skin and keeping it young and young and what's the word I'm looking for? Supple. Young and supple. And that circulation is also allowing, together with the irritation, the rebuilding of your collagen and your elastin. So the subdermal structures become bigger, just like the air inside the balloon is allowing the inflation from the inside so that the tightness of the balloon increases, which is what happens to the skin. It becomes tighter on top of these growing structures that you used to have as a baby. And as the procedure continues, we go into the stabilization phase where the inflammation goes down and the irritation diminishes. And then the retraction phase is the fourth phase whereby the skin surface itself is being contracted to become smaller. So it's just like making the balloon surface much, much smaller, even though we added more air in the inside. So you have the double benefit of increased pressure from the inside, increased growth from the inside, while the outside surface is actually shrinking, which leads to a much tighter balloon, a much tighter facial structure and facial skin, which leads the skin to become really like a baby's skin. The kind of skin that is so tight that you actually feel the tightness, and when you go to sleep, your eyelids are not fully covering your eyes. That's exactly how it is in babies. When babies fall asleep, you can still see the white of their eye underneath, looking from the bottom. You can see their eyes because their skin is so tight on their eyelids that it does not fully closes the palpebral fissure, the fissure between the upper lids and the lower lids. Very interesting. They just have their eyes flop upwards while they sleep, and you see a little white. That's how it is in babies. And as we grow older and we manufacture more skin on the outside surface, gradually, when we close our eyes to sleep, the palpebral fissure completely closes and we cannot see the white of the eye anymore. But after Novodermy, again, you can start seeing it initially. Ultimately, after a few years, it will close again because you will manufacture some skin. But you'll still have many years to come of overall tightness. Yet you have to be aware that after the Novodermy procedure, because the skin is so tight, A, if you have very, very sensitive skin and very sensitive neurology, you might feel the tightness for a few months after the procedure. It's not a reason for concern, it's just a sign that you have tightened by comparison to what you were before. But it is natural tightness without surgery. It's the same tightness you once had as a child, and you just have to grow accustomed to it again. Also, if you happen to undergo trauma and for some reason you cut yourself on the face, you will need stitches. Whereas if you cut yourself with aged skin, you don't need stitches because you have enough skin to easily close onto itself. There's no pressure forcing it to open up like babies do. That's why babies and children need stitches as soon as they get cuts. But adults don't need stitches, they just can put a band-aid, and it's enough to keep both sides of the wound approximating each other. So this is The effect of Novoderm, making your skin so much tighter and younger and lifting your muscles again, because the muscles now can be pushed up against gravity with a skin that is tight enough to do so. Before that, the skin was sagging, therefore there was nothing to hold on to the muscles, so they started drooping, forming those folds, causing that tired appearance of the face that is so different from the youthful look of youngsters who have those high cheekbones and high cheek muscles that we remember only when we smile. So those are the differences that occur in the skin as a result of those four phases of Novodermy. Between phase 1 and phase 2, there's another small procedure that contributes to about 5% of the end result. And that is the use of stem cells coming from or from the placenta of organically grazing cows in Argentina. No animals are being killed in the procedure itself. It's just the placenta that is a side effect of birth. However, anything that supports the animal industry, even if it's just stem cells from placenta, is contributing to the animal industry, which is not sustainable, which is not healthy to the planet, and definitely not to the animals involved, and very abusive towards those animals as well. That's why many people in the animal protection and animal defense and compassionate industry groups that want to take care of animals in the best of ways will be opposed to the use of stem cells in the case of Novodermy, as in any other situation. Even though we are not talking about fetal tissue, but about placental tissue that would have been otherwise thrown away or buried. Even that is not enough to satisfy the people who really care about other animals. And I have respect for those people. That's why I'm mentioning here that if people want to do Novodermy and get 95% of the benefit, they can avoid those stem cells and still get 95% benefit. If they want a full 100% benefit, they would still elect to have the stem cells applied to the exposed skin right after the exfoliation and before the inflammatory phase begins. That's an option that's available, and people who care more and people who want to do better for the environment and for the ecosystem and have more concern for the welfare of other animals on earth would then be better avoiding the stem cell approach that is between those phase 1 and phase 2 of the procedure. I just want to make sure that people are aware of that and that they can make appropriate and informed choices based on this information, these facts that I just shared. Other than that, the procedure is fairly innocuous. There aren't significant issues, both humanitarian or ethical or other, with this procedure above and beyond the sedation component and its attendant drugs that are intravenously injected, or the use of stem cells. So now all the disclaimers are on the table. Beyond that, we have a procedure that people are simply happy with after the fact, because they no longer have the skin spots or the aging spots, the wrinkles, the grooves, the sagging of the muscles, the tired appearance. They don't have any of that at the end of Novodermy. They simply have a fresh new face. And that is what it's about, the Novodermy procedure. The rest of the information about it is thoroughly discussed within the website novodermy.com. One question that people often ask is, why is it that the before and after pictures on the website are 80s, 70s and 80s? And the answer is, first, people from the 70s and 80s who have done this procedure are now in their 90s, or most of them might not even be alive, because they have done the procedure usually between age 40 and 75 or 80. So by now the youngest people among them are in their 70s, and many of them are no longer with us. Therefore, those people are not going to be upset about their pictures being on the website, and I have never heard any complaint from anybody. So that's one reason, whereas new people who have done the procedure oftentimes want to keep it secretive. They want to do it when they're still in their late 40s or 40s or early 50s or late 50s, before they have changed their face too dramatically, so that after the Novodermy it does not look like they've done something drastic. So it looks like they've been through a nice vacation and got some tan. That's the reason many people do this before their face has been so dramatically altered by time and abuse and inappropriate diet. These people who do it earlier just look younger and healthier, and they stay that way for the next 20 or 30 years, but it's not as visible because it didn't start from excessively wrinkled, damaged face. And they don't often want people to know that they've done it. So it's hard to get permission from people to have their pictures on the World Wide Web. And those who promised, like I mentioned earlier, didn't always keep their end of the bargain, because they had the incentive, the motivation, and the financial reason to tell people that they simply have this face for natural reasons, because of their lifestyle that they're selling in one way or another. So I had access to all these old pictures before the age of the computer, before the digital age, and before Photoshop. And those pictures I still have in their original shape, as they were taken in the 70s and early 80s. And those pictures have been spread in front of the camera so that we have a picture of the pictures on the website. So people can tell these are real pictures from the 70s and 80s, which could not have been photoshopped, could not have been altered. New pictures today you cannot trust, because everything can be done to them and you would never know with the naked eye. Well, I guarantee that you will take any Photoshop expert, any digital wizard, who will look through the pictures on the website and will ascertain that these are unretouched. They're exactly the same as the original photos that I still have, the paper photos that were taken before the age of the computer and the digital and Photoshop age. So having them in the 70s and 80s actually guarantees people that they are the original photos as they were taken, without any manipulation. So that's an advantage, not a disadvantage. Unfortunately, a lot of people see that and ask, why? Why don't you have newer picture there? And that's the answer. If I had new people who were volunteering to have their pictures before and after, I would be happy to put their pictures on the website, but people are secretive about it. And that's the reality. Even those who are willing to refer their friends still don't want to be seen by everybody in the world. They're a little self-conscious about it. And I have to respect that. That's the reason. Is there any other question that you want me to answer right now?
Is the neck part of the work, or is it, where do you stop?
Excellent question. Novodermy itself is performed only on the areas that include within them the muscles that attach to the bones of the facial structures. The bones of the skull underneath the face. Otherwise, you cannot contain those muscles by lifting them with the skin. Once you go below the face, below the chin, and the jaw bones, you're getting to a point where you have the platysma muscle. The platysma muscle, unfortunately, does not connect to any bone structures, but only to soft tissue, to connective tissue. That's where the platysma, once it has been allowed to sag extensively, once gravity has taken its toll or excessive weight that pushed on the platysma to form double or triple chin, the platysma itself cannot be contained, cannot be forced back into submission because it is not attached to the bone. And that's why Novodermy can tighten the neck as well as the face simply because of the lifting effect of the face itself. So if you lift your own cheek muscles upwards, the skin of the chin and the neck will improve. And you can see that in the pictures on the website. There's significant improvement with the chin. But if you have damaged your neck and chin for too many years and you're doing this procedure at a much later age, you might still want to do a chin tuck to lift up the platysma and the sagging skin of the neck. And that can be done very easily while you're doing the Novodermy procedure. So at the last day of the Novodermy, you can do that within the same time frame by an expert surgeon who has done thousands and thousands of chin tucks. Now, I'm not telling people to do that. I'm not recommending it. It has nothing to do with Novodermy. It requires anesthesia. It requires other things. I'm just telling people that the option exists because many of them would have done the procedure anyway and would have paid three or four times as much to do so in the United States. Whereas if they do it across the border from San Diego in a very modern medical tourism facility that a lot of American tourists, medical tourists, go to do those very procedures for a fraction of the cost, then people should be aware that if they want to do this at the last day of Novodermy, they can. It's available. But most people will not need to do it because there will be sufficient improvement, thanks to Novodermy itself, to preclude them from needing to do a chin tuck. And if they do a chin tuck, that's all they do. Just that. Which, if they did a plastic surgery, they would probably have to do it separately anyway, in addition to the rest of their face. So that's the advantage of Novodermy.
I'm still not clear as to the length of time for recovery.
Length of time for recovery, also an excellent question. And by the way, another interesting fact regarding the neck, even though Novodermy is the face, we do employ facial peeling technique using TCA to gradually allow the transition all the way down to the décolletage, to to the exposed area of the cleavage that dresses expose, so that even though we are not doing novodermy per se on the upper chest and neck and front of the neck, the procedure involves this gradual transition that allows the other area to be peeled and to look more youthful, so that it looks a little more of a natural transition.
And the skin tone would be similar?
The skin tone will be similar after a while.
After a while?
Yes, it takes a little longer for the recovery from the peel on the neck and the upper chest, but it can easily be covered with a simple shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that big of a deal. People don't seem to care that much that area looks like it's peeling after a sunburn. But the face itself, the part that you present to the public, is presentable within 2 days after the procedure is finished. So the novodermy takes 9 or 10 days, depending on how old your face is. It might be 8 days if you are in your 40s, 9 days in your 50s, 10 days in your 60s, maybe 11 in your 70s, or thereabout. The older you are, the more time. Every decade you have to add a day. So even at the end of those 9 or 10 or 11 days, rarely it's 11, usually it's 9 or 10, within 2 more days you are presentable to the public. It just looks like your face is red like you've been in a tanning booth, and then it gradually looks less and less red over time. It depends on the individual's skin type. Some people will take several weeks before the redness disappears. Some will take only 1 week. Some will take maybe a month and a half or 2 weeks, 2 months. Either way, the redness gradually diminishes, and the presentation of the skin is fine even within 2 days after the procedure. So at the end of the procedure, people finish on Thursday at the latest, then they have Friday, Saturday, Sunday to recuperate at their home from the redness, and they are presentable on Monday when they go back to work, if they still are working. There are only a few hours on the first day where people put some kind of mineral oil on the newly exposed fresh new skin, and they might appear a little shiny for that day, and only for that day, at the end of the 10th or 11th day. So then they don't need it the following 2 days during the weekend, and then they are presentable. So that answers that question. And the procedure keeps improving. Even 2 years after you did novodermy, there's still improvement. The improvement is maximized about 2 years after the procedure. It's already very good a month afterwards, or even 2 weeks afterwards, but it keeps getting better and better. And as your skin becomes more normalized and less tight, and you can actually close your eyes when you fall asleep completely, it looks more and more natural and better and better. So 2 years after novodermy, you're at the top improvement. And then very, very slowly, in the next 20 years, 30 years, or even 40 years, your skin gradually starts the aging process again, like it did originally. But you are always 10 to 15 or even more years younger than you would have been in looks, in appearance, if you had not done the novodermy procedure. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful evening. Unless you have another question?
Question.
Yes.
How does diet affect, like you're saying that as you age, the underlying structures shrink or something? How would diet affect that exactly?
How would diet affect the excessive buildup of the skin,
yeah,
surface? Well, that's that whole entire lecture, but in general, free radical damage causes the skin to react in creation of additional epidermis. So free radical damage, pollution, toxicity, rancid fats, trans fats, are all going to contribute to free radical damage of the skin. And excessive exposure from the outside too. So a diet that is very naturally rich in antioxidants and that is almost non-existent in rancid polyunsaturated fatty acids, a diet that is not toxic with excessive nitrogen residues and their free radicals, nitrogen free radicals, is a diet that would keep the skin less irritated and less productive of a new epidermis, less laying of new cells, and better turnover as nature intended. There's always a turnover. Skin cells slough and new ones replace them all the time. And that has to be balanced. The irritation and damage causes too much buildup of skin surface relative to the circulation, and that's another thing. If you maintain healthy circulation, it also has to do with the diet, with how you treat your sugars, how you treat your fructose, avoiding excessive amount of fructose all at once, as in avoiding all of the agave nectar and all those other concentrated fructose sources. Eating fructose only in its natural state, coming from wholesome fruit and not from fruit juices. Avoiding elevated homocysteine, taking the appropriate supplements to lower your homocysteine level or to methylate your body. That also has to do with the diet and with supplementation and with your genetics. So people who have inappropriate methylation because of genetics will end up with more homocysteine in their blood, which damages their blood vessels more, causing diminished circulation and reduced support to the skin in terms of oxygen and nutrients. Also, activities that support detoxification and helps the elimination of the lymphatics, as we described thoroughly in our 90-day detoxification program. I recommend it for anybody, because when you do the 90-day detoxification program, and I don't mind if you increase it to 100 days, if you do that process, you are improving overall the health of your circulation and the health of your tissues and the health of your lymphatics, and the drainage of toxins from the skin, which are causing additional damage, irritation, and free radical accumulation. So these are simple ways that require some awareness and investment in time and money in people's health that could maintain people's youthful radiance. Okay, so again, have a wonderful evening, and I hope to see you one of these next Tuesdays when I'll be in town to give additional lectures. Have a wonderful day.